Okay, yeah, all right, excellent. So I can, I'll repeat those two things. So the two big things are number one, uncertainty, and that uncertainty is fundamental to the combat experience, but cannot happen if you're playing the same map over and over again.
Yeah.
So procedural architecture reshapes the physical shape of the buildings, doors, windows, etc. And that's in the early access product we have out right now. So if you play that co-op right now, when you play missions, the buildings will change shape the next time you play.
Cool.
Yeah. And then the second thing is that you cannot complete real missions in real life solo. You need a team. And so we built an AI system that reproduced a lot of the tactics that the insurgents used against the Marines. And it's we instead of being more of a linear lines of AI like you got in Call of Duty, for example. Our AI system's a sandbox AI. The AI can go anywhere inside the game world and deploy tactics, so that allows them to flank you. It just creates a lot of unexpected behaviors from them.
So is it AI on both sides, or is it really meant to do co-op with another?
So that's actually, so hey, you know what? I'm glad you asked, because this is the very next thing I was about to talk about. So far our game has just been a co-op game. So it's only been four human players. And if you had three or two human players, it would be very difficult. And if it was solo, almost impossible. So now what we're doing is with this, our update that we're going to release this autumn. And you've talked about embargo, right?
So we're going to follow up again.
Because we haven't announced this publicly. We've announced that we're working out. We have not announced when it's coming. And we have not described the specific features of it yet. So that's what we're asking to embargo until we have our announcement. And we'll also get you assets and actual real documents about it and all the rest. So so this autumn, we're going to introduce our Fireteam AI capabilities. So players will be able to lead a team of three other, and three other AI teammates, and they'll be able to give them orders. So you might remember back about the time when we announced the 6 days in Fallujah for the first time, there was a genre of games called squad-based shooters. So you've got the original Rainbow Six, Ghost Recon, Brothers in Arms, all those games. And they were really popular. But as it turns out, making games with Fireteam AI is very, very difficult. And so there's only been one other game that's done that in the last decade. And that's Ready or Not.
I don't know if I've played that one.
Actually a good game. It's about 5 million players so far. Yeah, just on PC.
I have to look into that.
They should send me a thank you note. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we're going to introduce the game's first two story missions. And so this is our first real expression of the documentary video game. This means that the missions will include documentary videos. I'm going to show you an example of one in a second, as well as the actual recreations of events. Really trying to take players through to understand why this battle happened in the first place. Those first two missions are focused exclusively on two things. They're focused on the events that caused the battle, so that giving players the historical context for why this battle happened. And then the second thing, they are going to teach players the tactics that they're going to need to know in order to be successful in 6 days in Fallujah, and also, therefore, the real military tactics that the Marines actually used. So future missions will deal with the more of the emotions and the consequences of the battle. First, we have to lay the foundation.
I remember, I was in college when it was first announced. So I remember it being announced, and people were kind of like up in arms about it. And I was like, I understand, but it seems like, kind of like you're saying, like historic. And I was like, we've done World War II, we've done all these other things. It was probably just like, I guess, too fresh for a lot of people.
I think part of it was that it was too fresh. And I think there's, I think we got a lot, a lot of the flack in 2009 came from, it's certainly, we were still in Iraq at that point. So this is very much at the topic of conversation. And there was the people who really launched against the game assumed that it was going to be a very pro-war game. You know, I think that to some extent, some of the resistance to the game comes from that still.
Yeah.
And our point isn't to be the pro war or anti war, as to say these are the realities as expressed by the people who are there to us.
Yeah.
That we want everybody to understand and that they want everybody to understand.
It was interesting because you had the Army game that they used for recruiting.
Right. Yes, America's Army. Right. Not controversial.
Which is technically pro-war, recruiting.
There were some people who did launch against America's Army.
Okay,
Well, they didn't think that they should be able to use video games to recruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood that, but anyways. But yeah, so yeah, you've got a good memory. That's awesome. So our part of the story, the Iraq War story, begins in 2004. Mm-hmm. So it's 1 year after the initial invasion of Iraq. Four American contractors are escorting a civilian convoy, take a wrong turn, end up driving through the center of Fallujah. The convoy is ambushed. Mm-hmm. Those contractors are murdered. Their bodies are mutilated, burned, and hung from a bridge in Fallujah.
Mm. Yeah.
Pictures of this then get spread across the world. The American public demands vengeance. So instead of just going after the people who caused that, which is what the military leadership, General Mattis, was very clear. He said, I know who did this, and he put together a very specific plan just to target those guys. But the American public was demanding that vengeance, and so the American government ordered an entire division of Marines to seize the entire city of Fallujah, which had 300,000 people in it at the time.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, it's chaos. Marines get about halfway through the city, and then the American government orders them to withdraw. And then within 3 weeks, Al-Qaeda in Iraq has complete control of the entire city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to take players through those events. Mm-hmm. Through gameplay and documentary videos, and then we're going to show them this documentary video in the game.
Got it.